And we're here at the South Dakota State Fair and again the Dakota Land stage where the Farm Bureau is having the 100th century and 125-year farms. And we have a local one, Pam Van Gilder, your family. Pam, you got to be pretty proud of this day today.
Yeah, we're real happy to be here and with the Farm Bureau and the state of South Dakota doing this. It's quite an honor. Started farming in 76, which is a drought, but everything worked out so fine. The fourth generation is here today. The four sons are here today, and we just enjoy this program.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Why don't you tell about your sons?
Okay, we have our oldest is Gannon. He lives up in North Dakota. Dustin lives at Bradley, South Dakota. Lucas lives in Illinois. And Grant lives at Crocker. And all are involved in some form of farming.
Well, up in the Crocker Hills, that's where all the stuff goes on, right?
Yeah, it's been quite flood and drought and high interest. A lot of different things happen through the years.
So how many generations has it been then?
Fred's family started in 1918 is when the farm was bought. And then it went to Fred's parents was the second generation. And then Fred's family was the third generation. And our sons now are the fourth generation.
Well, times have changed big time. Who wants to talk about the timing changes here? It's been a lot of different changes.
There have been changes. It's not getting any easier for the little guy out there.
But you know the thing about it is how you know there's been some tough times on there. Way back in the days, you talk about the 70s. That had to be a tough time down there.
Well, I didn't see much of them, it wasn't easy. I'll reaffirm that.
Well, Pam, you went through some of that, and that was the time hear a lot of them say, we survived.
Well, we did survive. The first year in 76, we didn't get our seed back, which is kind of a setback, but it all worked out.
Well, congratulations on this award. It's got to be really nice, and you want to hear, what do you guys want to talk about this? No, they don't want to talk. Pam, I guess it's going to be you.
I'm just glad we don't have to haul square bales anymore. That was a summer job that, you know, I don't miss. So, but it was hard work, and I don't know.
I remember the hauling bales because you always did it at the hottest day of the year, and you would put them in the haymow, and that was the hottest day of the year as well.
Yeah, you know what, and we'd fill up one barn, and lucky enough, we had two barns, so then we'd just go to that barn and, fill it up, so, you know, and then when that was full, then we'd just pile them outside, so it seemed like a never-ending job, but...
You had to have some good memories of the farm back there.
Oh, for sure, and then I think when, Grant graduated, Dad sold the square baler or bought a round baler, so that was, you know...
So he was a lucky one.
Yeah, right, I don't know, but... I don't know. Yeah, it was hard work. It seems like it's still hard. Hopefully it gets a little easier for everybody, but with technology and whatnot. But yeah, it's good to be here.
So is there another generation coming? Anybody going to be...
Yeah, they're in school today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
10 years and younger.
and you wouldn't let them sneak out of school for this? Anyway, any of you guys else want to say anything about the old farm?
I got one little story. Yeah, in these tough times, you know, you're always in contact with financial advisors and everything. And I was talking to one that he was a broke farmer. He went broke in the early 80s, and his brother went off to the city and made it big in the stock market. And I said, what do you think about that? And he said, well, I wouldn't trade wives with him.
No. And that's one thing. Farm, you struggle, but you survive, and it's a great life. Pam, congratulations to all your family, and enjoy today.
Yes, thanks a lot.
And that's Pam and Fred Van Gilder here and their family on the Century Farms. And it's always fun to listen to some of the stories, how they survived on this. Report from the South Dakota State Fair.